Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day.
Hello and welcome to our final day of our back to school devotions for moms. This was a short and sweet little devotional plan, only 4 days. I should probably back up. My name is Crystal and I'm your host today. But we have just been kind of journeying through. We followed, actually, if you've ever done one of our devotionals before, we followed the structure of our mom tips that we put in every single devotional book we have ever written. And we give 4 mom tips for each of these little categories of life every week, because we think that they really encompass kind of being a woman with kids. And so we first talked about caring for our own heart, our own soul. That was day 1. Then we talked about caring for our home. That was day 2. Day 3 was caring for our kids, our children. And then today is caring for your husband or your marriage. And we really bank on those 4 things. We kind of hang on those 4 things as a ministry. We think that that is a lot of what you are thinking about as a mom, is your soul, your kids, your home, and your marriage. And probably work is mixed in there somewhere with those of you who work, but you know, we try to give out helpful tips each week for each of those areas and give encouragement. So that's kind of how we modeled this little study after. So just to give you a little bit of insight on that. But today is our last day, and it's been really great just kind of thinking about how to recenter and refocus this year with the Lord as we are diving into this 2022-2023 back to school season of life. And so we hope that these last couple of days have been an encouragement for you, that you have gained some insight, that you've been a little bit more grounded, have a little bit more of a firm foundation to walk on as you're thinking about what's going to happen this year and how you want it to look in your heart and in your home and with your family. And today, as we uncover the just caring for your marriage, the first thing I wrote down in my notes here is marriage is its own box that can fill, like when you open it up, it can fill your life. And what I mean by that is being married is a big deal. And being married takes a lot of time and a lot of energy. And, you know, I think that a couple could devote almost their whole life to just being married and all the little things and intricacies and problems and all the good that's mixed into marriage too, but it's pretty all consuming, or it can be. And it's, you know, God is so interesting that he gave us a marriage. And I think when he gave us marriage, I really believe he gave us companionship. He gave us somebody to walk the path of life with, somebody to hold us up when we're tired and feel like we can't, or we're grieving, or marriage is also refining in that we can't control our partner. We can't make them do all the right things or do all the things that we want. We can't change them into the person that we want them to be. But God gives us a lot of patience and perseverance to kind of get through those times also. And then marriage has those beautiful aspects of it where when you are having true intimacy, and I'm not just talking about sexual intimacy, which that is in there too. That's a very important part of marriage, but I'm talking about friendship, like the intimacy that comes with having a best friend or a soulmate. Like I said, that companion that walks this path of life with you. And how beautiful it can be when you guys are walking in step. And that's just a wonderful, beautiful feeling. And so, you know, hopefully I've captured just in this little short minute or two, what marriage, a little snapshot of what it all feels like and looks like. And And it's big, right? It's a lot. And so, I say all of that to say we're about to embark on a school year, 2022, 2023, for a whole year. We are going to be pretty hyper focused, laser beamed thinking about our kids as moms. Am I right? That's just how it goes. Okay. You know, Billy needs to get to baseball practice at this time. Are you taking him or am I taking him? Okay. We got to get dinner. Will you just get dinner for them on the way to that activity? And I'm going to do this at home with the other kids. Or I pack some peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. We all have to go to the game today. There are just so many, or, you know, will you do homework with Susie? I'm going to start dinner while you do homework. And by the time you guys finally, lay in bed together, you know, there might be more because of all the hustle and the shuffle with the kids. There might be work that your husband has to catch up on or you have to catch up on. Or you are just so bone tired that you'd love to have some meaningful conversation with your husband. But where is the time and where is the energy and where is the desire? And, you know, let's not even talk about sexual intimacy at that point because it's difficult and you have a headache and a lot going on. And so this is a worthwhile subject to really prepare our hearts for in the school year. And, you know, our marriage, it's like a garden, right? When we tend to it and we do the right things for it, it's going to flourish. You know, we water it, we give it the nutrients that it needs. We're going to have a beautiful garden. And yeah, there might be a couple weeds and some, you know, spaces where the soil is dry, and that's normal, right? We all have issues in our marriage and they look different and they are a different flavor and style for everybody. But everybody has them, and your garden isn't going to look perfect all the time. But you know, you want to walk out and have a well tended to garden. And the garden of your marriage is something that you should be thinking about. And, you know, on the opposite side, you can have a neglected garden or no garden at all if that's not something that you've been investing into. If your marriage hasn't been a place that maybe there's been a lot of hurts and a lot of struggles, maybe there's been betrayal, you know, I could list off a huge ton of things that could get in the way of having a marriage that is filled with that intimacy. But I do feel like the Lord really, if you are married, he has really placed, he's placed it on each of our hearts to desire a marriage that reflects him, a marriage where there is closeness and intimacy, and a marriage where we have that companionship with that person. And so wherever you're sitting today, and whatever the temperature of your marriage is, no matter how hot or cold it is, I really want to encourage you that God wants it to be better. He wants it to be a couple steps further in his direction or his plan or his will for your marriage. That comes from, you know, being open to, as wives, changing our hearts and being less offendable. Is that a word, offendable? being less critical and judgmental, and maybe requiring more patience from us. And maybe it's just praying, God, please help me to see the good in my husband, and praying that as a diligent prayer. And just to share something with you guys from a little window into my heart, I have had this thing I've been really wanting, this big change in our life that I've been wanting. And I won't get too specific because my husband's a private guy, but he's not really on board. He's like, I don't really want that. And so we just go back and forth in this struggle of, well, I really want this. Well, I really don't. Well, then who wins, you know? And you know, there's going to be a compromise somewhere. But I, in the struggle, I felt all the gamut of feelings as far as like, you should do it because it would make me happy. Like, don't you see how happy it would make me if we did this thing? And he's like, well, do I have to do that in order to make you happy? You can't just be happy on your own. So it's been like an interesting struggle. We've been married now, this year we'll be married for 17 years. And, you know, this kind of stuff, little things come up all the time, you know, And God is refining me. At first, I felt entitled and I thought, you should make me happy and you should do this thing for me because it's what I want. Can't you see? And then I really feel like I was on that road for a while and I felt pretty justified in it. And then as time has played out, I really feel like God has been like, hey, Crystal, how about you just pray for some contentment and you trust my timing? And maybe he has that thing for me, right? The thing I want. Maybe that's what's going to happen. I don't know. But I really felt like God was really encouraging me and nudging me in the direction of praying for contentment. So every time that thing would pop up in my head that I really wanted, that I felt like slighted, that wasn't happening, I've started praying, Lord, please give me a contented heart. Please let me find the goodness in right now. Give me a contented heart. And I'm telling you, as soon as I pray that prayer, it shuts it down. So, it shuts that thought process down. If I feel bitter or frustrated or whatever, it really calms that. I'm not saying it goes away because I keep praying this prayer, right? But, God is refining me. He wants to change my heart about something. He wants me to trust him more. And so I don't know why I'm saying all that story today, but I felt like somebody maybe that was going to be helpful to hear, that God wants to refine us. He wants us to work on our marriage. He wants us to work on ourselves. He really cares about our marriage and he really wants us to tend to it. So as you're thinking about the school year and as you've been really consumed with thoughts about just your kids, I think it's a really important thing to not let the busyness of life and all the moving pieces of life get in the way of meaningful, good time with your husband. That needs to be, you know, it's one of our four things that we're really talking about in this small devotional time, because it's a heavy hitter. It's a big deal. And so, if you are feeling nudged right now, if you feel nudged in your spirit that you should be, focused on your marriage a little bit more, or there are really some things that you feel like God has to tell you, and maybe you need to be obedient, you need to be, listening more, you need to obey a little bit more, or just some things you need to bring up to your husband and you guys need to have a good talk. Follow those nudgings. The Lord cares about your marriage so much and he is gracious and he is kind. And I think anytime you're going to approach your husband with something hard, always pray about it ahead of time. Always expect them to be a little defensive because they don't know what's coming. Right? They don't know what's going to happen. They don't know you're going to bring up something hard. So pray for your heart to stay open and stay good at that, you know, initial feeling of them being defensive against whatever it is you're going to say. And then trust that God is going to see it through in the conversation. Or maybe you're going to have five conversations about it, but take that first step. And I really think that the Lord is going to absolutely bless you, that he is going to give you his favor in your marriage. And he's going to comfort your heart, depending on how you're feeling in your marriage today. So that was a lot to say. I really want to pray for us, as I read our devotional, our last one for today, and for the series. I also want to encourage you, The Wise Woman Abides, our Bible study for fall. And it's going to take you all the way through Christmas season and New Year's, is starting on September 5th. So make sure you go on Amazon and grab a copy. September 5th is when we begin. And that's The Wise Woman Abides. We are going to talk about abiding in Christ this season, and it's gonna be great, and you don't want to miss it. Make sure you tell a couple friends to do it with you, and we would absolutely love to have you join us. So I'm just gonna jump right into prayer, and then I'll read our devotional today. Lord, we are so grateful for our marriages, wherever they sit today. That looks different for every person who's listening. And God, some of us are in a time where, our marriage is flourishing and things are good. We want to kiss our husbands and we want to be around them. And some of us are listening today and we are not good. We're in a hard place and things don't feel easy. And maybe some things don't feel right. And our spirit feels, overwhelmed by even opening that box. And Lord, I just pray for encouragement for the listener today who feels that way. Would she be obedient to you? would she come to you with all of her cares and all of her grievances and sadnesses and pour herself out before you so that you can pour into her and equip her with what she needs. God, sometimes we just need to feel your love and comfort. Sometimes we just need to be reminded that our husbands actually ultimately are not the people that make us happy. They do, and they are a happiness in life. And our companionship with them and our friendship with them is a happiness in life. It absolutely is. But Lord, they are not the person who is supposed to make us happy. Happiness isn't the ultimate goal, but joy is our ultimate goal. And we know that our joy can come from no person on earth except from you. So Lord, would we hold on to that and would we remember that? That no matter how our marriage is going in this very moment, that you have joy that you want to give us and you're ready to give us and you are looking forward to giving us, and we need to only ask. And so would we come before you, God, and be faithful wives, faithful moms, faithful women who just want to be filled with you and your spirit and your love and your joy. And then, God, just let that radiate out of us onto our families. And for this episode, God, and this podcast time, this devotional time, we pray that our joy from you would radiate to our husbands too. And God, for every single husband represented right now, I just pray, Lord, that you would remind them of how you love them. And help your love surrounding them to equip them in their workplace while they're at home, how they interact with their kids, how they discipline, and how they care for their spirit. And I just pray, God, that you would show them your great, great love for them. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Okay, let's jump into our study. Thank you for listening, guys. This has been such a great time. Caring for your marriage this school year. Colossians 3:14. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. And I'd encourage you, on a side note, go read all of Colossians 3. Because that verse says, and over all these virtues, put on love, and read about all the virtues that are listed in that chapter. It's so good. Luke 1:37, for nothing will be impossible with God. Galatians 6:9, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Somehow it seems that when life gets busy, our marriage gets put on the back burner. With an ever-flowing to-do list, the joy and closeness of companionship with our spouse feels like it slips right through our fingers. We have all been there. Tiredness can quickly take over, and with school stressors, financial pressures, and needy kids, we can quickly start feeling friction in our relationship with our spouse. Mom, this school year, cultivate your relationship with your husband. Make it a priority. Satan would love nothing more than to weaken your marriage with busyness. Don't let him win. Not to mention, we are stronger in life when our marriage is being tended to and not neglected. God put you together to work as a team this year, and you can't win in the game of life without game plans and lots of time together. Schedule in some time on your calendar to connect with your husband. Like other important things you schedule in, this one is definitely worthwhile. There doesn't need to be money involved. Sit on the porch together to chat. Plan a movie night when the kids go to bed. Spend some time together planning for the year. There are so many ways you can sneak in meaningful moments together. You will be so glad that you made this a part of your school year routine. Questions to ponder. On a scale of 1 to 10, how do you think your marriage is doing? Prayerfully go to God with your answer. Ask him to help you get that scale up by 1 or 2 points this year. Remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And number 2, take a look at your calendar. What are some good times you can schedule in time with your husband? Remember, be practical, not idealistic. God works in imperfect moments. It doesn't have to look totally put together. Coffee at a messy breakfast table is more than good. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning into this series. We hope that you have enjoyed it. We are praying for you, praying for a beautiful 2022 to 2023 school year. Make sure that you don't miss it, because we put out printables for each one of these topics, and a little prayer that you can pray in your week for each one of these topics that we covered these 4 days. And so you can print those out and put them over your home to remind you to pray for your kids. We also have a scriptures to pray for your kids for the school year printable on the Help Club site as well. And we will share that too. But be prayerful. Take care of your heart this year, mom. Whoever's listening, take care of your heart this year. Prepare it, make it ready, and God is going to bless you, and you are going to have all his favor. And so I'm just going to pray real quick. Lord, thank you so much for today. Thank you for all that you've taught us about our school year so far. It hasn't even begun, and you've taught us so much. And so, Lord, I pray that we would treasure it. We would store it up in our heart. We would keep it with us. We would meditate on your word, that we would be vessels for you, and that our kids, we would overflow, and your joy and your love would radiate out onto our families, and that we would be confident mothers in our home because of you. And we just pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.